الحمد لله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. شكرا للأخ المقدم.
All praise belongs to God and peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And all thanks goes to the introducer, Dr. Jami.
من بداية الاستقبال عندما دخلنا إلى هذا المحل.
From the beginning when we entered this place.
فقد استقبلنا الأستاذ الأول المتعلمين هذا الشهر الأوسط وتكلم بالكلمات الطيبة ثم ابتدأنا في مجلسنا وسمعنا هذا الكلام الطيب من أخينا هذا.
The gentleman who received us at the door with kind and gentle words, the head of the department for Middle Eastern Studies, I believe, as well as Dr. Jeremy, who said the kind words in his introductory opening speech.
والحديث في مثل هذه المعاني ومع المنتمين إلى الثقافة في العصر من مما نحبه ونرى أن له أثرا طيبا في الواقع.
And from the studies that take place in these type of institutes and places of higher learning, we see it very needy and very important that these type of discourses take place and continue and expand. So we would like to extend our gratitude to all those who were a source for this type of gathering to take place.
ونقول الموضوع يتعلق بشأن الصلات بين الإنسان.
And we say that the essence of these type of gatherings is the interconnectedness that we have as human beings on the face of the earth.
وبما أوتي الإنسان من زيادة على الأجناس الموجودة بين يديه من الكائنات يتوجه عليه مهمة ومسؤولية.
And from the responsibility that is given to the human being who has been given dominion over the creation around him, we've been given dominion, that type of ability comes with it great responsibility.
هو المكلف بهذه العمارة للكائنات من حواليه جمادات ونباتات وحيوانات.
He has been given responsibility as a caretaker for all of inanimate objects, as well as the plant life, as well as animal life, as well as human life.
وبهذه المسؤولية يتوجه عليه أن يعمق نظره في المسائل والشؤون التي تواجهه.
And because of this responsibility, it's incumbent upon him to have deep insight in the ways in which he's going to interact with all of these creations around him.
ومن أهم ذلك العلاقات بينه وبين بني جنسه من بني الإنسان.
And from the most important relationship that he has is his relationship and interconnectedness he has with other human beings that are around him, that share earth with him.
تختلف النظرات ما الأصل فيها وما الواجب نحوها.
And there are different opinions about what is this responsibility and what it entails and how far does that responsibility go.
والذي تعلمناه مما حمله إلينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي ختم الله به الأنبياء قبله من وحي الله تعالى أن الأصل هو التعارف والتآلف والتعاون على حقيقة المصالح.
And from what we learned from the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him, which we consider to be the final messenger amongst the long chain of messengers that came before him in this divine message, is the essence in how he relates to other human beings and in trying to find out that which benefits creation the most on an individual level.
نقرأ ذلك في قوله تعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى.
We read in the book of God where Allah says, O mankind, we have created you from male and female.
وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا.
And we have created you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another.
إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم.
Indeed, the greatest of you are those who are the most God conscious and God aware.
والأتقى هو الأبعد عن الشر وعن إيقاع الضرر بالآخرين.
And those who have the most God consciousness or the most aware of God are those who are furthest away from causing harm to the creation of God.
فهذا مقتضى تقوى الخالق أن يرعى حق مخلوقين.
So this is the epitome. This is the epitome of having God-fearingness or God-consciousness, which is to prevent any harm from reaching any of God's creation.
فذكر الرجوع إلى أصلين اثنين هما آدم وحواء.
So God mentions that we all go back to two, Adam and Eve.
ثم ذكرنا في آية أخرى أن الاثنين أيضا مرجعهما إلى واحد فقال يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة.
And then in another verse Allah says that He created those two pairs, He created it originally from one.
وخلق منها زوجها.
And He created from that one its mate.
وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء.
And from those two pairs, from that pair, He created many men and females and generations to come afterwards.
هذا المعنى يحمل فكرة وحدة حقيقية بين بني الإنسان.
This meaning, at its core, lies the ultimate meaning of the unity of mankind, that we are all one.
تتلاشى فيها الفوارق بين ذكر وأنثى.
The difference between male and female falls away when you look at the universal picture.
بين لون ولون آخر.
Between race and another race, color and another color.
بين بلد وبلد آخر.
Between a country and another country.
بين لغة ولغة أخرى.
Between a language and another language.
فكل البلدان وكل الأنواع وكل اللغات تفرعت من أصل واحد.
So all of these variations in language, in color, in background, in history, all of them resort to one origin.
كما كان ينبغي لها أن تتخذ بينها علاقة التضاد ولا التنازع ولكن علاقة التكامل.
So this is to show us that the essence of these differences that we have, the base of it is not to create differences between people, but to create a completion of the other.
وعلاقة التعامل.
And a relationship of complementary type of relationship where there's help on both sides.
ويترتب عليه حسن التعايش ويترتب عليه السلام في واقع الناس.
And that's supposed to bring fruits of peace and complementary lifestyles between the differing sides.
ولما تولى عمرو بن العاص على مصر كتب إليه سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب يقول له اتق الله وعد بين الناس وإنما هما أحد اثنين إما أخوك في الدين وإما نظيرك في الخلق.
And he mentions a famous story of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, which was the companion of the Prophet, when he wrote to Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, who was the leader of Egypt and the opener of Egypt, and he wrote to him a famous letter in which he stated, he said, fear God in the people that you are ruling, for you have two types of people, either he is your brother as a believer, or he is your brother in humanity. You two are created from the same source, from the same origin.
فلا تغتكم من المشكلة في أن تتعدد الأديان أو تتعدد وجهات النظر، لكن تكمن المشكلة في أن شيئا من الأديان ووجهات النظر يحمل العداء للآخر.
So he said there is no issue in people having different faiths or different points of view in how they relate themselves to the cosmos in a religious point of view. But the difference or the blameworthy trait is when that difference leads to a type of animosity that is created towards the other.
أو يستحل أخذ حقه أو يعتدى عليه أو أذى.
Or when one justifies taking the rights of the other person or oppressing the other person, that's when things go out of balance.
فتأتي مفاهيم وأفكار المصالح والمبادئ لتخلق بين الناس صراعا ونزاعا يترتب عليه اعتداء بعضهم على بعض.
So these differences, when it goes out of balance, it creates a type of equilibrium or a state where a person will يتعدى, will overcome or oppress the other person that's in front of them.
لكن الذي علمناه من عهد آدم إلى من جاء بعده من أهل النبوة والرسالة واحدا بعد الآخر أن الفهم الصحيح لأديانهم يحرم ويمنع الاعتداء على الآخرين ويحفظ الحقوق لكل في مستوى وبدنه.
And from what we learned from the time of Adam, peace be upon him, all the way through the generations of the prophets that came afterwards, is that their teaching preserves the rights of every human being that they interact with and deal with, this, even if there are differences.
لم تختلف جميع تلك الشرايع والكتب المنزلة من السماء وبلغت جميع هؤلاء الأنبياء على هذه الحقيقة.
And this reality was transmitted in all of the different religious traditions that existed through all of the different prophets.
فإن قال الإنسان إذا كان الأمر هكذا فكيف حدثت الحروب والقتالات بين أتباع هذه الأديان وأتباع هؤلاء الأنبياء وغيرهم.
So the question arises, then where did these differences come from, and where is the source of this fighting happening if they are all being led by their religious traditions?
فنقول دقق النظر تجد أن الأمر غائما على وجود اعتداء من طرف وعلى حماية الحقوق من طرف آخر.
If you look closely, you'll find that a portion of it is based on one group.
يقوم الأمر على وجود الاعتداء والظلم والانتهاك الحقوق من طرف ووجود الحافظة على الحق من طرف آخر يضطر إلى مقابلة هذا المعتدي.
So you'll see, generally speaking, you'll find that there is a group that will overstep its bounds and oppress another group. That leads the other group to put up a type of resistance against the oppression that it's being faced with.
لذلك وجدنا نصا في القرآن يقول كل من لم يعتدي ولم يظلم وألقى السلام فليس من سبيل للمؤمنين أن يستعملوا غير السلام معه أبدا في قول الله تعالى فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلام فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا.
And this is why we find in our tradition, it clearly states that if anyone does not oppress you or cause you any harm, and they say to you peace, then you cannot respond to them except with peace and in like actions against them. So that the essence is peace between peoples.
فما بقي رد المقاتل المعتدي بمقاتلته أو إقامة القصاص على القاتل بالعمد إلا مصلحة لحماية واقع الإنسان ولكم في القصاص حياة.
And when we find any type of talk about protecting the rights of people that are oppressed, it is only for that reason, that you can only defend the rights of those people who are oppressed. And that's why the Quran states that indeed in qisas, which is establishing the rights of those people who are oppressed, is life. That you can prevent the harm of other people oppressing you.
إلا أننا نجد في أتباع بعض هؤلاء الأنبياء من يسيء الفهم لنفس الدين والاتجاه والنصوص فيترتب على ذلك أن يتصرف تصرفا خاطئا.
But what we also see is that some people who attribute themselves as followers of specific faiths, that they misconstrue or twist the meanings of the original teachings and they begin to fall into oppression themselves.
كمثل أصحاب الأفكار الأخرى من غير الأديان السماوية كذلك يصيبهم تصور أن مصلحتهم وفائدتهم في أن يجترئوا بظلم آخرين أو أخذ حقوقهم.
And this is why some people have the false misconception that the people of faith, that this goes back to their faith. The misunderstanding, that this misunderstanding goes back to the teachings of that faith.
ومن هذه الأفكار والمنطلقات ذات المشاكل بين البشر.
And it's from these meanings that the problem arises between human beings.
بعد هذه المقدمة التي ربما طالت وأسهبنا ندخل في الموضوع.
And aside from this long introduction that I gave, I now want to enter into the actual substance of our talk.
وإنه من خلال هذه النظرة العميقة في علاقات الإنسان قامت فكرة مدرسة دار المصطفى.
He said, from the understanding that we mentioned in our introductory of the human beings getting to know one another, that was the foundation upon which we built Dar al-Mustafa.
وهي امتداد للمدارس الواعية التي وعدت بعمق مقاصد الدين ودور الإنسان في الحياة.
And it is from among the institutes that really reflects deeply on the reason for which human beings were created and why we were placed on this earth.
ولما كان الانطلاق من هذا النظر العميق أيضا صاحب ذلك حسن مخاطبة للأصناف المختلفة.
And from amongst the things that Dr. Mustafa also has is that alongside our deep introspection about why human beings were created, we also emphasize heavily on our role and how we deal with other human beings around us.
واقتضى ذلك أيضا تلبية لمطالب الروح عند الإنسان.
And we also detail and try to go into depth about the needs of the human soul.
فإن نظرتنا إلى أن الله لم يجعل الروح الإنسانية تحبس مدة الحياة الدنيا في قفص هذا الجسد ليتعادل الجسد والروح ولكن ليتكاملا وليتعاونا.
And it is amongst the teachings that we have that our soul that is placed as a prisoner in the body of the human being, that it is not to struggle against the soul, against the body, the soul against the body, yet they are supposed to complete the human being to make them whole.
إنما يأتي الإشكال في طغيان واحد على الآخر أحيانا فيحصل عدم التوازن والاعتدال.
And what happens in many instances where one of them, either the body or the soul, will overtake the other, and then one will oppress the other, whether it be the body oppresses the soul or the soul oppresses the body.
فلما قام المنهج بالتالي على تلبية متطلبات ودواعي الروح مع ما يقتضيه متطلبات الجسد من خلال فقه الشريعة المطهرة كان ذلك أدعى لاستجابة الكثير.
So when we made as a foundation for our Dar al-Mustafa the needs, we focused on the needs of the soul or the human spirit as well as the needs of the human body or the outward study of Islam, which is also the Sharia. When those two were in balance in Dar al-Mustafa, we found a huge inclination from the people to come study at Dar al-Mustafa.
لذا ابتدأ في الدراسة ناس من اليمن ومن شرق آسيا وتتابعوا من مختلف الأبطار العربية وغير العربية.
He said we started off initially with a lot of Arab students, local Arab students in the Dar, as well as Southeast Asian students. And then the name Dar al-Mustafa began to spread until now we have people from all around the globe in the institute studying.
كما ورد في خلال هذه السنوات للزيارة من المسلمين ومن غير المسلمين من الجهات الرسمية والجهات الشعبية الأهلية من مختلف أقطار الأرض كثير.
We also had visitors from many different, whether it be leaders or entities or students or people from all across and all walks of life come visit the Dar, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, they were visitors to the Dar.
ونحن نرى أن مجرد التقابل والتحاور والتحادث مع البعض يفيد الإنسانية كثيرا في قطع كثير من العقبات وإبعاد الحواجز الوهمية من التبع.
And we have a deep conviction that just these simple meetings of face-to-face dialogues and meetings that take place, a lot of the barriers that are or preconceived notions that exist, they end up just dissolving and falling away because of these meetings that take place.
وبدا درس عدد من دولة أمريكا وبعض الدول أوروبا وغيرها من البلاد ورجعوا تماما متفقين مع أسس المبدأ في تعاملهم مع أهليهم وأسرهم غير المسلمين في بلدانهم.
And one of the successes that we've had many Western students, whether it be from Europe or North America, that came and studied in the Dar with us for many years. And when they ended up going back to their societies, they were able to fit in very, very in a good way, blend right back into society where they came from, because this is the foundations upon which we do our teachings.
ولم يزل التواصل قائما فيما بينهم البين وبيننا وبينهم وبين أصحابهم والذين يتجدد وفادتهم إما للزيارة أو للدراسة إلى دار المستقبل.
And these connections still exist now. Many of them that went back to the States, they still come back and visit us, or their students that they have in the States now come and pay visits to the dar in Yemen.
أما بالنسبة لشرق آسيا فأصل العلاقة قديمة.
As for Southeast Asia, our relationship is very historic. It's very old.
وإنما حصل مساهمة في الإعادة والتجديد.
And yet, but yet there is a renewal that is taking place as well.
وذلك من خلال أن البداية أيضا بالدار حضر فيها من طلاب أهل شرق آسيا ومن إندونيسيا بالتحديد 24.
And I'd like to mention that when we first started off the dar and the original number of students that came out to him from Southeast Asia and specifically Indonesia, there were 22 students that came out to visit with Habib, to study with Habib.
وحول ما بين من يحملون نحو اليمن وحضرموت ذكرى التواصل عبر التاريخ والدين والتجارة في الزمن السابق وبين من أصولهم وأجدادهم من الأرض حضرموت.
He said there were two types of people that came out from Southeast Asia. Those who had a connection from long ago through their parents, through whether it be trade or commerce that took place between the Arabs in Southeast Asia, or those who originally have roots back in Yemen.
فابتدأت العلاقة تتجدد ما بين حضرموت وما بين جنوب شرق آسيا. فلحق بطلاب من إندونيسيا وطلاب من ماليزيا.
So he says that the relationship began to intensify in from Hadramaut to the people of Malaysia as well as Indonesia.
فلحق بهم طلاب أيضا من سنغافورة ومن تايلاند.
As well as we had students coming from Singapore and Thailand.
ثم لحق طلاب أيضا من بروناي.
And then we had students come to us from Brunei.
كما قامت اجتماعات بين العلماء.
As well as there were many meetings that took place between the scholars of these lands.
ما بين زيارة وعقد مجالس ودورات.
There were visitations that took place, there were conferences that took place between the two sides.
كما قام عقد الدورة السنوية في أيام الصيف في دار المصطفى فيفد لها من الكبار والصغار ومن الأساتذة والطلاب كثير من مختلف أنحاء الأرض.
As well as the yearly conference that Dar al-Mustafa has, that many students, as well as instructors and professors, attend this yearly conference of Dar al-Mustafa that takes place, and now there's a huge attendance.
وعمل كل هذا على إعادة وتجديد تلك العلاقة.
And one of the reasons behind this was to strengthen and rejuvenate the original connection that existed.
ومنها تبادل الزيارات سواء بين أهل العلم وبين الباحثين والدارسين وكذلك بعض أهل التجارات.
It was also to reconnect between the scholars, the professors, the learned people on both sides to rejuvenate and reconnect as well as the merchants.
وتلك العلايق أيضا سببت فهي عبارة عن تجديد.
So this is a rebirth to the connections that had already been made from the previous generation.
في هذه الأرض في سنغافورة زرنا مدارس وكانت أيضا تاريخ وشوبها الاقتصادي قائم فيه أسر كأمثال آل الكاف وآل الجنيد وآل السكاف.
And he said we also visited some of the historic communities that exist here in Singapore that were originally people of merchants that came out to Singapore. We visited like people like Al Sagaf, Al Junaid, Al Kaf. And their fingerprints are very clear in the country.
في نفسة أيضا تقتضي أنهم ليست العلاقة محصورة في جانب من الجوانب ولكن شؤون الحياة كأمر عام.
And there's a point that I want to make in this is that it's that disconnection that exists is not specifically based on something religious per se. It involves just human beings interacting with one another on a human level.
وما يتعلق أيضا بالمفاهيم في الدين أو علم الشريعة الذي يقوم على العمق في النظر في العلائق وكيفية التعامل مع الآخرين نحرص عليه في الوقت الذي طرأ فيه عندنا في البلاد العربية وفي غيرها أفكار مخالفة لذلك.
And he said one of the things that we have to remember when we were talking about the interconnectedness that we have on a human level is because of the turmoil that we see around the world, specifically in the Arab world, the turmoil that's taking place, we have to refocus on that human connection that we were discussing earlier in our talk. He said because when there happens a misunderstanding on the religious side, unfortunately, sometimes the effects are exponentially worse than when it's not religious based.
ولذا سمعنا عن شباب يغرى في مقتبل سنه باعتقاد باطل في قتل الآخرين وأنه بذلك يحصل الجنة ودخولها ونعيمها مثلا فيندفع تلك الاندفاع على غير بصيرة.
And this is why we find some of the most tragic things as people in the name of religion, they're being taught a wrong form of religion where they're being taught that for you to kill someone who is different than you or follows a different path than you, that you will receive paradise. He says these are one of the tragedies in our age.
فعلى سبيل المثال بين بعض الشباب ما بين 18 من عمره أو 25 يدفع لأن يقتل إما بعض أهل دين وإما بعض أهل دين آخر من غير المسلمين له ذمة أو له عهد في البلاد ويغرى أن ذلك يدخله الجنة.
It's one of the tragedies, sad tragedies that we find kids between the ages of 18 and 25 being misled in the name of religion to lift up a sword or a weapon and strike down whether it be someone who is not of his faith or even someone from his faith and do that in the name of religion.
بينما نقرأ نصا صريحا عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أصح الأسانيد في مروى البخاري من قتل معهدا أو ذميا لم يرح رائحة الجنة.
Even though we have clear indications from our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, where it clearly states a person who kills someone who he has a contract with, whether he lives with them or he's a neighbor or someone that he is living with unjustly, that he will not even smell the scent of paradise. So how can we have teachings out there that say that you will get paradise for killing when the Prophet clearly states that you have no right but to take the other human soul?
لهذا يهمنا في العلاقة ما بين البلاد العربية وما بين شرق آسيا أن تبقى محفوظة بحسن النظر والمبادئ الصحيحة للفن.
And this is why we hope that the relationship exists between the Middle East as well as the South and Southeast Asia based on the understanding, the true understandings and the proper understandings.
وأصحاب هذا الفهم يعيشون في أي ظرف كان على معنى من الأمن والاستقرار والسلام.
So the people that have that understanding will always be living in a state of peace and tranquility with those around them.
ولذا نجد في مثل هذه الظروف وهذه الأيام أن بعض المدارس في اليمن مثلا على سبيل المثال دخلت في الصراع وفي مشاكل القتال بينما مدارس أخرى كدار المصطفى كرباط كريم كجامعة الأحقاف كغيرها من المدارس التي تصفت في فكرتها ونظرتها للناس مستمرة في القيام بأدوارها بل وتعقد اجتماعات لها في مثل هذه الأيام.
He says that this is what we find. There are schools in Yemen which got caught up in this turmoil and became pedestals for those speech, the type of speech that causes divisiveness and splitting between people. And at the same time, you have other institutes like Darul Mustafa, Ribat Tareem, and you mentioned another institute as well, where the teachings there are focused on bringing humanity together and making sure that the interconnectedness is strong in our local area as well as around the globe.
قبل ما جينا بأسبوع كنا في ملتقيات عقدت في الدار وجاءها من عدة أقطار عربية وغير عربية عدد كثير.
And this is why just recently in the Dar, a couple of weeks ago, we had many visitors coming in to the Dar on high level visitors coming in to visit the Dar, and there was discussions that took place.
الذي يسمع الأخبار من بعيد ويقرأها عن اليمن مثلا لا يتوقع أن يقوم هذا الاجتماع من عدة دول في 82 واستقرار.
He said a person who just reads the headlines in the media will never have the idea that in Yemen that there were delegations coming in from different countries around the world, and there was total peace and total security involved, and there wasn't any of the turmoil that we hear about on the news and TV.
بحمد الله تمت في غاية الطمأنينة وغاية الأمين وغاية الاستقرار وجاءوا ورجعوا من دون أي إشكال يحدث لا في المطار ولا في الطريق ولا في البر ولا في أثناء الإقامة ولا عند السفر.
And these delegations that came and paid us a visit, there was nothing of harm that happened to them. They safely came into the country through the airport at the actual Dar where they met. On their way back, there was absolutely no problems that took place.
ولذا سمعنا عن الفتن الحاصلة آخر الزمان أن رسول الله يقول من استشرف لها استشرفت له.
من استشرف لها استشرفت لها. من
استشرفت لها ومال إليها
دخلت فيها. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the end of times when the tribulations take place around the globe, the Prophet mentioned, he said, those that enter into it with their wholeness, it will come to them. That a person who enters into these tribulations, the tribulations will befall him.
كل هذه العلاقات التي نحرص أن تكون على هذا المسار الصحيح لا شك أنها تعود بعد ذلك سواء على الفهم في الدين أو على التعامل مع الناس والمعايشة بأسس متينة.
And this is why people that have relationships based on these principles that we spoke about, those type of relationships and bonds will last and continue and flourish.
ونجد بفضل الله مع مرور الزمن تزداد الأمور من حيث الكيفية وحسنها ومن حيث الكم وكثرة.
And this is why in these upcoming days we're going to see these type of meetings increase and become more beneficial to those that are involved.
فيحتاج الناس إلى أن يواصلوا جهودهم فيما يتعلق بمصلحة الوعي المتوازن للقيام بالمصالح في الحياة.
This is why we need people of understanding and balanced understanding to be interacting with people around them that have a type of balance in their world vision and in the way that they view things that take place. We must be balanced in the way that we do it.
وإن كان لغلبة المصالح على الإنسان الأنانية النفسية مشاكل كثيرة فإننا رائدا أن من أكبر تلك المشاكل تسرع الإنسان إما لتكفير أخيه المسلم وإما للاعتداء على غير المسلم بما لم يشرعه الله ولم يقره.
He said, from the sicknesses and ailments that we find in this age are the people that have the ego in them has reached the point, or their religious ego has reached the point where they either consider their brethren outside the fold of the religion, or they look at the person who is not from the religion as someone below them, or someone that he will ostracize or kick away, and that ends up leading to him oppressing the other person.
وعلى مدى التاريخ من عند النبي نجد أنه تعايش في مكة مع غير المسلمين وفي المدينة مع غير المسلمين إلى وقت وفاته صلى الله عليه وسلم فما حصل في التعامل إلا الإحسان والمعروف والجميل على الميزان الذي ذكرنا ثم تاريخ مثل هذه البلدان وكثير من بلاد العالم يشهدوا بهذا المعنى في ذلك التعايش الذي دام قرون.
If we look at the life of the Prophet ﷺ when he was living in Mecca, as well as living in Medina. There were people around him that were believers, and there were people around him that were non-believers, whether it be in Mecca or Medina. And the way that the Prophet ﷺ dealt with all the different factions that were around him is a clear indication for the type of teachings that we're talking about, where there is a balance in the way that you interact with those that are around you, as well as all the countries that existed similar to this country, where there's a strong history of having different faiths existing and coexisting together in one area under one umbrella.
فعايش المسلمون مع غير المسلمين سواء في جنوب شرق آسيا أو في جنوب شرق آسيا أو في غيرها من البلاد عيشة حميدة في حسن التعامل بينهم والاتفاق على المصالح العامة وترك كل حريته فيما يخص شخصه ودينه.
And if we look at the application of this tradition in Southeast Asia and in Asia in specific, or generally speaking, you'll see that the Muslims that live here lived with that understanding where each person of a different faith was, as long as it was something pertaining to their individual selves, they were left freely to believe and to act upon the religion that they wanted to, protecting the rights of each side.
فتيل الشر الذي إذا انطلق بين الناس أتعبهم وهو أن تملأ الصدور ببغض وكره الآخرين.
And this is why if we allow the word he uses tahrish, which is like allowing anger and animosity to enter the hearts towards other people, this is going to be the spark which is going to create a flame if we don't control it.
فإذا قام الأمر على حفظ المعروف كل للآخر فإن ذلك مما يسبب القوة في حسن التعامل.
And if we strengthen the basic essence, the basics of our interacting with the other, that we want good for the other person and we want to protect the rights of the other person, then the relationship will become stronger and the bonds will become more strong.
ذكر صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة بدر حين أسر 70 مشركين واحدا عمل معروفا من مشركا قد مات بل لو كان حيا فبفعله ذلك المعروف فطلب مني هؤلاء الأسرى كلهم أعطيتهم إياه إكراما لمعروفه الذي فعله.
There was a famous instance in which the Prophet ﷺ, after a battle, there were 70 prisoners brought forth to the Prophet, and one of them, so he's mentioning a famous story that the Prophet, peace be upon him, he mentioned that when there were 70 prisoners brought forth to him, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said about a man who was a disbeliever, but he had in him qualities that were very, very high qualities. He said that if that man had asked me for them to be freed, I would have freed all of them because of the goodness that was innately in this person who was a non-believer. So it is from the foundations of which discovered, which we spoke about, is preserving the rights of other people. And we're going to conclude our speech in mentioning a story that took place regarding the Prophet, peace be upon him.
كان قد يستدين من بعض اليهود شيئا من المال ثم يرد لهم دينه.
The Prophet ﷺ used to take as a loan from a Jewish man. Over time, he would take a loan from a Jewish man alone, and then he would repay him back over time.
فلماذا لا يستدين من أصحابه المسلمين ويستدين من اليهود؟
So why would the Prophet ﷺ not take a loan from one of his followers and take a loan from a Jew? He knew that if he asked any of his followers or people that were Muslims around him, if he would have asked them for any type of loan, they would have refused to take back any repayment for that loan.
ولن يتحرج أن يأخذ من عند هؤلاء اليهود الذين لهم وفرة من المال.
And there was no shame from the Prophet to take a loan from a Jewish man living around the Prophet.
وبذلك يوسع نطاق العلاقة في المجتمع والتعايش.
And he's also widening the scope of the believers at the time that you deal with anyone that's around you.
حتى توفيا ودره لا زالت عند يهودي كان أخذ منه طعاما فرده عليه قبل أن يموت وقبل أن يرد الدره توفي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away and there was collateral with a Jewish man. The Prophet had taken something and given him a collateral and the Prophet passed away before that collateral was returned to the Prophet.
والقصة أن واحدا من اليهود وكان من علمائهم اسمه زيد بن صعنة.
And there is another famous story about one of the other Jewish men in the, living in the time of the Prophet. His name was Zayd ibn Sa'na.
وهذا الحبر زيد بن سعنة اقترض منه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرة الدين إلى أجل مسمى.
And this man who was a religious scholar amongst the Jews, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had taken from him a loan and was supposed to be paid back at a specific time.
فتعمد أن يأتي قبل وقت الأجل بثلاثة أيام.
And this man came to the Prophet peace be upon him intentionally 3 days before that loan was due or the payment was due.
ودخل النبي في المسجد وعنده أصحابه.
And he entered the mosque of the Prophet peace be upon him while he was surrounded by his companions. And the story says that the man entered the mosque and went directly to the Prophet and yanked the Prophet by his cloak so harshly that the neck of the Prophet became red. And he said with a loud voice in front of all of the companions of the Prophet, he said, give me back my money that you owe me, for you, Bani Hashim, he mentioned the clan of the Prophet, he was trying to entice the Prophet, he said, for you, Bani Hashim, are known to be people who don't repay back your loans. So he's insulting the Prophet in front of the people. He insulted the Prophet and insulted his clan and threw and said that basically you guys are not people who pay back your loans. So one of the companions, one of the closest companions to the Prophet, Sayyidina Umar, immediately stood up and of course he sees the Prophet, this happening to him in front of everyone. He says, O Messenger of God, I allow this to happen and I'm watching this in front of me. So do you give me permission to strike his head? So the Prophet said, no, Ya Umar. He said, what he needs and what I need from you is something other than that response that you're giving. He said, command him to ask of me nicely and command me to repay back the loan in a good way. He said, this is the foundation of interaction with other people. And know, the Prophet said, and know that there still remains 3 days before which I was supposed to repay him back his loan.
ولكن اذهب الآن يا عمر فأعطه دينه وزده 20 مكان ما روعته.
And he said, but Umar, I want you to go now to my house, take the money that he is owed and increase him 20 units because of the fear that you put in this man's heart. So he immediately got up and he went and obliged to the command of the Prophet. So he took the money and gave it to the man and said, here are 20 extra units on top of it from the Messenger of God. So the man said, oh Umar, do you know me? He said, no. He said, I'm Zayd ibn Sa'na. He said, are you that scholar that I hear his name being mentioned amongst your people? He said, yes, that's me. He said, so what made you do this if you're a religious scholar? He said, oh Umar, I read the descriptions of the prophets in my Torah. And I saw the descriptions of prophets in this man. Except for two qualities I hadn't seen. With him, which is forbearance. A person who, when he is wronged, he withholds himself. And the second quality is that a person doesn't increase in animosity and anger towards him, except that it increases the Prophet in more forbearance and more patience.
فتعمدت اليوم التصرف هذا التصرف لأرامه.
So I wanted to come in with this entrance and this type of vulgarity so I can test this man, the prophet.
فقد رأيته.
And I saw them with my own eyes. So he said, this money that I requested is now, I'm giving it away in charity and I'm now going to embrace this faith of yours.
على أننا والبشرية في حاجة إلى رعاية هذا العلي وإذا ذكرنا خصوصيات بين بلادنا وشرق آسيا فعلينا واجب نحوها خاصة ولكن الواجب يشترك فيه الجميع كما أشار الأستاذ في خلال هذه الظروف التي شغل فيها الناس بعضهم ببعض سلبا وجفا.
So he said these are the meanings that we need to give birth to and give light and shed light upon in this age. Like Dr. Jeremy had mentioned that we're living in an age where these type of connections are very important that we establish. He said these are the types of points that we need to focus on and try to build the relationships and return the relationships to the way that they should be. We pray that God gives us divine success in doing that. And that He gives us felicity in this world and in the next world.